Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Right now I'm joined by Marie Mott from the Escambia County Department of Health. We're going to get a little update, and Marie, we're going to talk about back to school, which I can't even believe we're talking about that. And you brought some friends with you today. I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce them.
I did. I brought Lee Willoughby here today. She is our immunizations program manager. So we'll talk a little bit about why she gets so busy this time of the year. And Christine Freer, my public information officer extraordinaire, is with us as well. So we'll be talking a little bit about now that we're full on officially into summer, what we need to do to get ready for back to school, which is really just a few weeks away. My kids are actually excited. They like school.
Okay, how old are your kids?
They are 7 and 10.
We have the same age kids. Oh, I love that. Mine were looking at the calendar and all of a sudden realized, oh, we're going back soon. And my social butterflies, the girls, are like, yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. We're going back. And my son's like, can I live with you forever? But yeah, I'm excited to have them go back, not because I don't enjoy them, but because it's so good for them. But I also know this past year was different. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that word, not weird, but different. And I think that it's made our kids more resilient. But also with wearing the mask constantly, having that protection, now we're going to go into no mask, apparently. As far as I know, that's what our school is doing. We haven't had absolute confirmation. They're still like, so far, that's probably what's going to happen, you know? But we're not sure. But I do get a little nervous, I'll just say that, about are their immune systems compromised because they've been used to wearing the mask? Should we continue it and then taper it off? Should we do it when flu season starts? You know what I mean? There's a lot of questions involved when sending your kids back to school. And then even grandparents who take care of their kids, their grandkids or our guardians, have those questions in mind too, especially with the Delta variant, you know, being discussed. So I'm sure those are things that, you know, we're going to talk about. But if you do have a question, 850-437-1620. Somebody's listening, says, thank you for giving us an update every month.
Oh,
so Marie,
our pleasure to be here.
Well, I'll go ahead and hand it right over to you, Marie, and have you take over and chat with the ladies.
Okay. So yeah, we'll go ahead and start with just regular run of the mill back to school discussions. And one of the things that has to happen, that one of the things that kids don't like about getting ready for back to school, unfortunately, is their back to school vaccination. So I'm going to let Lee talk a little bit about who needs to be vaccinated and when they need to be vaccinated and how they can get vaccinated before the school year opens. So I can ask you questions or you can just kind of.
Well, either's fine. Our summer is usually the prime time when parents think about getting ready for back to school, not only for school supplies and things like that, but vaccinations that are required for entry. So the big one is preschool and kindergarten entry. They come in really excited. They're getting to go to big boy, big girl school, but they do need to get some vaccinations. So if your child is going to preschool, that'll be make sure that they're updated if they're four. If they're going to kindergarten, you can do those prior to kindergarten entry. And they're not attending daycare, they won't have to have them until prior to kindergarten entry. The next big time that we are looking at vaccinations is adolescents. Anytime after they turn 11 or 12, you can get those started. You could do it at your child check, or you can come to the health department during the summer and get those taken care of. At 11 and 12, the requirement for 7th grade entry is a Tdap vaccination, and we will offer you other ones that are recommended for that age at that time as well.
So let's just start with the preschool and kindergarten. And those are they roughly the same vaccines? It's just you get them for preschool if you're going to preschool and kindergarten if you're not going to preschool.
Right. They are roughly the same. So they'll get the final dose of their DTaP, polio booster, MMR booster, and chickenpox booster.
So those are just finishing up those baby and very young child vaccines.
Yes.
Started way
they're
back.
Still kind of babies at four.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, they are.
So they take it really well usually. The five-year-olds not so much. They start knowing
that hold them down,
they're
sometimes
bigger
the
and stronger, and yeah. they know their own mind a little bit more. So I personally prefer you can get them done as early as four, and it's a little easier on our side, but we'll do what's easy for you guys. We're happy to do it in whatever way makes the children happy, and Marie knows that because we have to work with her girls from time to time on getting that taken care of during flu season. So we're flexible and happy to work with you on that.
So yeah, so Lee has had the pleasure of vaccinating my kids for most of their vaccines. I have kind of made the point to try to make vaccinations separate from their well child
yes.
checkups so that there's not yes. a concern with going to the doctor.
Yes, fear can be associated with the doctor if they're getting them at the doctor's office anytime they go. Sometimes they'll have a panic attack about what's going to happen. So a lot of parents choose to do that. I think it's pretty smart.
And it's been a really good experience. They know Miss Lee. And they, despite the fact that she's given them a lot of shots, have a really good feeling about Miss Lee. They love her. So they like to go visit her. But yeah, so that's your kindergarten and preschool kind of shots. And then
right.
nothing's required for school up until the seventh grade. So.
Correct.
And you said that's Tdap.
Yes, that's Tdap. Those years in between, we're happy to take care of flu shots or anything else that comes up between those times. But basically between 11 and 12, they're going to start the adolescent vaccinations.
Okay. And so besides Tdap, what else is recommended at that adolescent age group?
Yes. There are recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics that include a meningitis vaccine. Those are required for college. So you can go ahead and get those started at 11 and 12 and have them boosted up at high school time. And also we offer Gardasil, which is a cancer preventative for boys and girls at that age, 11 and 12. And they can start it at any time between 9 and when they go off to college. So just we'll talk to you about that and see what your comfort level is. And a lot of kids have a number in mind that they want to take care of at their visit, and we'll work with you on that as well. So it's always good to get them all taken care of, but sometimes, you know, we do some negotiating with the children.
Well, I think also, so I get my Tdap booster. Is it still called
yes.
booster when you're in
yep.
your 30s?
Yes. Every 10 years.
But my kids saw me get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to take it like a champ. I didn't cry. But
yes.
it's also a good thing, you know, if you're going to get it too, and show them.
And right. Marie yeah. has done that. She and her husband both have done that and taken the shot before the girls. And sometimes it helps. And the way you approach it is different for every child. And I think that's always a good way to start.
Yeah. Let them know you're there with them.
Yes.
And that you're doing it too, and it's
That's
there
right.
to protect you. So I do like that. Also, you know, I always see bribes, and so it's like the
yeah,
one
we
time,
do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I like bribes.
It's okay. Bribe. Somebody needs to bribe me. Like, I'm going to buy you a new purse. Okay.
Yes. Our chin department has a really nice book on activity that they have available, and we give those out to the children. Most children love getting books. We'll give those and, you know, whatever else we need to do to make it go smoothly.
Yeah, we try to make it as pleasant of an experience as possible.
Yes, we do.
You know, it is a shot, and nobody kind of likes the idea of that, but
yes,
but it's really a good place to get a shot. But and like Lee said, you can also get them at primary care.
Yes, definitely.
I think the big point about the discussion today is don't wait until August the whatever
ninth,
fifth, ninth,
whatever day it is
13th.
Before school starts.
Right. I think it's the ninth. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I obviously already have that checked off.
So we are here and we are ready to go, and we have
right.
Staff and supplies and
Yes, it's an in and out, and the day before is typically horrendous for everyone concerned because it's just like Christmas Eve, except at the health department. Everybody's there trying to get records. Everybody's there trying to get physicals.
The day before school starts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's just
that.
Like
That's
the
crazy.
Mall, Christmas Eve. It's packed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now so I'm seeing why, but yes. I'm so sorry now. Okay.
So, yes. Yeah. So if you really want as smooth and pleasant of an experience as possible, come tomorrow
early.
Or Friday.
Come early.
Yeah. Call yeah, don't wait.
Right now.
Don't wait until the day before school starts.
That's right.
And so we have an appointment line.
Yes,
people
we do.
Can make appointments for their vaccines.
And that is 850-595-6554.
So easy, you know, call in. And it's usually, can we do same day appointments for back to school?
We sure can.
Okay. So same day, next day. I think we may even book out on those. A lot of our vaccines, we just do same day, next day.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah. What was that number one more time?
That number again is 850-595-6554.
Okay.
And then to add to that, starting this past Monday, we have begun providing Pfizer vaccine for COVID. So people who are coming in for back-to-school vaccines, if they're 12 or up, are also eligible for Pfizer COVID vaccine. So we can make that happen as well. So you can do it all in one spot.
And the vaccine is compatible with the regular routine vaccinations that you get for back-to-school. And so you can do it all the same day and get it done.
Yeah, that's one of the questions coming in because I know there's been talk, especially in the news, about the Delta variant and protecting kids when they go back to school from COVID. And are kids getting now vaccinated, or is it just still 16 and up?
Well, right now, the only vaccine that's approved for under age 18 is the Pfizer vaccine. That's authorized for use in 12 and older.
Sure.
I believe they have filed or are planning to file for younger age groups, but we haven't heard any authorization on that yet. So, you know, when that becomes available, then that'll open up opportunities for younger children as well.
Okay.
I know I'm waiting on that.
Everyone is. Yeah.
Will they have to adjust it or make a special one?
We don't know yet.
Them? That's why it's like all up in air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. I mean, I'm sure that, like I mentioned before, there's a lot of different family settings. So you have grandparents sending their kids they're raising. They're pretty much their kids to school, or multi-generational family homes.
That is
so
true.
People are asking these questions.
We're grandparent friendly. Now, if you are a working mom or dad and your parents want to bring your children in, just make sure that you write them a note and give permission, or call ahead and talk to the folks at the front desk and authorize that. That is something we do like to make sure that the parent is aware that the child is getting vaccinated. So if you send it's just like school. You know, yeah. If you have somebody checking out your child, you need to send a note. Same with us. Just send a note, and we are grandparent friendly.
So,
okay, very good.
Any questions so far?
We're good. I'm taking notes.
We're taking notes.
Yeah, okay. So we can have this on our podcast. So when people need to go back and reference it, I can have notes in there for them too. So we have that too on our news radio website. Every time we have the health department on, we also podcast it so people can go back, take notes, and the phone numbers are in there for you to look at, click on, and be able to call from your phone.
Great.
So great. Well, just another thing to kind of point out, since we're talking about back to school vaccinations, is we have two outreach events this week, today and tomorrow. One of them is going to be at Pensacola Village Apartments, and the other one is at the Pines at Warrington. And so we're going out to those apartment house complexes and providing the Tdap and the COVID Pfizer vaccine, and also hepatitis A vaccinations in both of those locations. So if you live in that area and just want to kind of find
drop
a convenient
by.
Place, you can drop by and get vaccinated there for if you're eligible for any of those vaccines. So.
Okay, very good. And that's again at
the Pines at Warrington.
Pines at Warrington. Okay, that's what I thought you
Pensacola
said.
Pensacola Village.
Okay.
Pensacola Village is today from 2 to 7, And the Pines at Warrenton is tomorrow, July 15th, from 2 to 7.
2 to 7 p.m. Okay, excellent. Very good. That gives people an opportunity, you know, also... transportation can sometimes be a burden on people. The other day we had doctors on the show and they were talking about how, you know, we think like, oh, go to the doctor, go get this and go do that. And then what about the people who don't have access to that? They don't even have internet in their homes. They just have like basic cable TV, you know, and I'm talking older generations or just people who are not as well off. They don't have those means. And so being able to have this chem to them is vital. In their community.
And we look for opportunities. So if you know of a area, housing complex, apartment complex or something that is, you know, wanting that type of service, we're working on trying to get those out as much as possible. We've done several older adult apartment complexes with COVID vaccine just because there's a lot of transportation limitation. And you know, we wanted to make it as easy and convenient for everybody as possible. We are going to be providing COVID vaccine also this Saturday at 850 Fest out at the fairgrounds. I don't have the exact hours on that, but...
Oh, this upcoming Saturday.
But that's this upcoming Saturday.
Oh, very cool.
We've done several baseball games and some other festivals or big events that have been going on at some of the like Maritime Park areas and, you know, different venues over the summer so far. So...
Okay,
and we're always taking suggestions for opportunities.
So y'all
to
have
reach
a,
people.
A bus, like a health bus that rolls through. Is there something special?
Yes.
Like that?
Okay. We actually do have an RV that's set up like a little clinic. Sometimes we bring that out. Sometimes it's a matter of tents and chairs
and going. Okay.
Just depends on the venue.
Yes.
But, and sometimes we'll go indoors. A lot of the ones that we did at the older adult housing complexes, we use their community rooms, and we would just bring people through in there. So
sure. What about anything? I know at the Bayview Community Center in East Hill, there's the senior center that, and I'm not sure if it's even up and running anymore, right there in Bayview Park in the East Hill area on the water by Bayou Tahar. I don't know if you ever like do anything like that, because I know the public transportation takes the 65 and I believe it's actually 55 and up there to do like different activities and little, I don't know, socialization time as well. So I don't know if that's also an opportunity to take advantage of.
Yeah, those are opportunities that I'm not sure. We haven't done anything recently because a lot of those things have been kind of stood down because of COVID.
Yes.
But Bayview is an example of a congregate meal site for older adults. So a lot of times we've gone and provided education and different types of opportunities there in the past, and that's certainly something that, you know, we're definitely open to doing other types of events there as well. So
but we are seeing a lot of the restrictions lift, and my next question was going to be, and I believe I just can't get my mouse to work, when you go to the health department, do you have to wear a mask, and if so, are masks provided in case I show up? Trying to open up the whole message, but my mouse won't click.
well, you know, masks are still recommended for people who are not vaccinated.
Okay.
So that is always, you know, something to keep in mind. We do have masks that we can provide to people who need them. And, you know, we just encourage people, again, you know, to stay home if they're sick.
And I know people who are wearing masks when they don't feel well, or if they know their people around them were sick or still have a lingering cough. Okay, yeah, here's the rest of it. All right, finally. Sorry about that technical. It's my fingertip. We'll blame it on that. If we have to wear masks in the health department, do you provide them or do you recommend them for people coming in to get vaccinations?
Yeah.
So
if you're not vaccinated, then again, wearing a mask is the standard recommendation. And we do, speaking of people coming in to get vaccinated, we've talked about the back-to-school vaccines, but we have a running COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the health department 5 days a week, and that is 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. You can call for an appointment at the same number that Lee gave, 850-595-6554, or you can walk in and get a vaccine at your whim, if you will. If you happen to be driving by and just say, I've got a few minutes, I'm going to go in and get vaccinated, we can accommodate you. So,
okay, very cool. What are the hours for people?
That is 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, and that is walk in or call in for an appointment. if you really want, you know, if you, if you're an appointment kind of person and you want to know you have a time and a place to go, then you can do that. If you are kind of a little bit more spontaneous, then you can just walk in.
I admire those people.
So
I need to meet them and learn how they operate their brain.
When you're in mommy mode, it's hard to be spontaneous. You've got to have a lot of
right. It's you're kind of like, nope. I know I'm supposed to be here at 3:15, and that will take up my hour, and so that's where I'm going to go. So yeah, but I do appreciate having it available for people. Because some people work different shifts too. Like, you know,
absolutely,
they can't get out right at 3 o'clock and get there by 3:15, or they depend on public transportation, so it pushes them. And there's different delays you just can't foresee. So being able to have that available is very important for our community.
And I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to let Christine talk for the last few minutes about heat stress and some of the other summer things that we haven't gotten to. But we also offer no-cost COVID testing at the health department. That is by appointment, 850-595-6554, and that is Monday through Thursday. So you can call that number if you need a COVID test. We've noticed that there's been less testing available in the community, and a lot of what is offered are people are being charged for, and sometimes you need a test for work or travel, or sometimes you're feeling like you might have symptoms and you want to get tested easily. So we're trying to, again, make that as easy as possible for people. Okay. So
very cool. Excellent. So a lot of good information too. And again, like I said, I'm going to podcast this, but Christine, talking about, did you say like heat safety?
Yeah,
we had a couple of incidents during Blue Angels.
Yep.
It did cause some havoc. It was a little frightening for a moment where people weren't drinking enough water. So we have about a minute and a half left. So tell us a little bit more how we can guard ourselves from heat exhaustion.
Yeah, of course. So during the hot summer months, and the heat and humidity can lead to some heat related illnesses. So it's important to know what the warning signs are for that so that you could be able to monitor that and get medical attention if necessary. But the warning signs for heat illness or heat stress include heavy sweating, paleness, muscle cramps, weakness, dizziness, and also headaches. So some tips for preventing heat stress include covering up, so that's wearing a lightweight, a light-colored, loose-fitting clothing that blocks out the light. Use sunscreen and also reapply if you're out in the sun or go in the water or sweat. Reapply liberal amounts of sunscreen to all exposed skin. Wearing a hat that covers the neck, forehead, ears, and scalp, and then staying hydrated and drinking lots of water. So that is probably one of the most important things, is to make sure that you're hydrated and also rest often. So
yeah, get that shade.
Yeah, when enjoying the outdoors, use sunscreen, stay hydrated, and prevent injury. And of course, visit our website at escambiahealth.com, and also follow us on Twitter at @HealthyEscambia is also a good resource for health-related information, including summer safety.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Good reminder. It's still hot. We're hot till like October. So keep drinking the water, keep wearing the sunscreen, and take the breaks in the shade or in the water, and know how to swim, please. We talked about that earlier on the show. Please be safe. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. Marie, as always, a pleasure. I'll see you next month. Again, give the website for people to go to get more information.
EscambiaHealth.com is our website. And I believe, as Christine mentioned, you can follow us on Twitter at @HealthyEscambia.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning. Go enjoy your Wednesday. I'll see you back here at 9 a.m. tomorrow.